positive thinking and overcoming emotional stress. Emotional stress has a lot to do with our mind in the physical body. And I want to talk about the connection, because I know a lot of people have a hard time really understanding the connection, and there is a connection. And a lot of people, a lot of my viewers are very skeptical, very much stuck in the American standard way of thinking, the American paradigm way of thinking. And that's why I always recommend to do your research. I really strongly recommend everyone to do research in moderation from time to time. Research on Google, research on Yahoo, whatever search engine that you're using or have available to you, to start to type up certain questions you may have, rather than to be cautious, to not do anything, to not take any action, to understand more about the body-mind connection and how stress plays a huge part in what we put in our body, what we do, how we think. And I'm here to really make clear, not trying to overwhelm anyone, but to really make clear that the emotions have to do with our surroundings. We are the product of our environment. Whatever environment you're in, that is going to influence your consciousness. So we have to focus on our actions. What are we doing? How are we living? Who are we living with? What is our association? Once we start to realize this, once we start to look into this, in any way that comes to you at the time, whether it's to research it on YouTube or to do research on various sites like this one, Life's Longevity, which is a movement that I'm creating, a movement that I'm in, really wanting people to understand it's about longevity. It's about life's longevity as far as everything in life that promotes longevity has to do with the psyche. So if it's how we think, the mind, the body, how entertainment affects our health, the treasure, the ultimate treasure, the ultimate purpose in Chinese tonic herbalism, which is also called Taoist or Taoist herbalism, is for Shen to radiate, which is your spirit, your consciousness to rise, for it to be radiant health. And either if you're in a field of using a lot of mental energy, whether you are not so concerned with what you put in your body, your health is still affected. Because we want a level of entertainment. A lot of the times we want a level of to be preoccupied with something that interests us. And to do that more, we have to face ourselves more. And I know a lot of people are struggling with stress. We're always facing stress. I'm facing stress. We're all facing with stress, but it's how we deal with it. It's really how we deal with it. Do we take a look at it or do we run? It's not to overwhelm ourselves. It's not to just dwell in the myths or the rumor or the gossip or what we may think or the assumption, but to really start to take a look, just to sit, to start to really face it. And then we start to wake up. Then we start to say, okay, how am I really feeling? Why am I really feeling this? Does my pain in my body really affect my thought? Because if I didn't have that pain, would I think of it? Or how would I feel if it wasn't such a cold day and it didn't really affect my thought? What if it was a nicer day? What if it was spring out and it smelled good? Does it affect my thought process? What is my mind? Then we start to question. When we start to question and we start to look within, instead of just trying to, oh, I gotta preoccupy my mind, I have to take my attention off it. A lot of the gurus and the yogis say, where attention goes, energy flows. Wherever we put our attention at, we start to create our reality. We start to bring our thought process there. We start to analyze that. We start to go into that. We start to really get caught up in that. So if we're just putting our attention on, I'm gonna not face myself. I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. It's like you hear that when you're young. Your parents or whoever states, we've all heard it from time to time, if you keep calling yourself a negative thought, a negative name, or whatever it is, then, oh, we're going to start to become that. You can start to really think that you are a failure, or really think you are. And when we start to say, hey, I want to get better, I can do it, I can overcome this, not trying to fool ourselves, but really coming and stepping into our heart and really wanting to overcome it. And to overcome, you have to face it slowly. You have to really start to think about, place your attention on what really is bothering you, and being open-minded to it. Even if we have these thoughts, these egotistical thoughts like, oh, I can't do it, oh, I'm not going to do it, we have that. But once the positive starts to overcome the negative, outweigh the negative, when we start to say, okay, I have these thoughts, all right, I'm thinking this, I don't want to do this, but why don't I want to do it? When it comes, when these thoughts arise within our mind, within our thought process, then we take a look at it instead of just saying, oh, I don't know why I have those thoughts, I can overcome that. But what really is going on? Once we question ourselves, once we question our surroundings, once we question our actions and start to change it, then we start to say, hey man, what if what I eat does affect my thought process? What if these energy drinks are amping up my thoughts so it's hard for me to be still? And if it is hard for me to still, maybe I can channel my energy to really being more productive. Maybe I can help this person. Maybe I can start to do this a little better. Once we get into that form of thought, then we start to really address certain issues we may be having. And it takes time. It really takes time. There's no rush. There's no, oh my goodness, I'm a failure because I can't really face myself. Oh, I don't want to. There's times we want to. There's times we don't. As long as we start to putting it into action, if we do really want to change, if we do want to address some of these issues, because it's not just what we put into our body, but it's really, I want people to really focus on why we want to put certain things in our body. The mental process of wanting to go to Taco Bell maybe 10 times a day, or wanting to eat this another type of fast food 3 times a day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or wanting to smoke a cigarette 8 times a day. It's our actions that we should be questioning. Why do I want to do that? Is it because I don't like myself? Is it because I don't care about myself? Is it because I don't want to face this situation, or I don't see how that's adding up? Everything we do, especially in a day, adds up. Everything has influence on where we want to be headed, the manifestation of the things that we want to manifest, either our dreams, our goals, short-term goals, long-term goals. It all has effect. And stay tuned for the next podcast on positive thinking and overcoming emotional stress.